65 South 500 East, University of Utah. This is Wednesday, July 15th, 2026 at 7 p.m. Item one on the agenda is introduction to the Daniel Planning Commission.
How are you?
Anyway, item number one is any public comment for items that are not on the agenda. So it looks like Drew, you're the only one. Do you have any comments? Nothing?
We're good.
Okay. All right. We'll move to item number two, which is summary of the town council meeting. Okay, the council had a public hearing on the rezoning request that we looked at last month. For the calls on 3000 South, and denied that. They also approved moving forward with a UDOT access permit for the Alpine Development Gateway project that we also saw last month. So that's basically the town. We already had an agreement with UDOT that it's the town giving him an application saying that this is what we're going to want. That's correct, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. They passed a resolution to adopt the 2026 certified tax rate, which is no change from last year. And then they renewed business licenses for John Wadowski, Suburban Propane, and Holmes. And then also approved up to $15,000 in water system maintenance. And then they also requested planning to review town code to help preserve the community's character. So we'll talk to that about that when we get to that item. Okay, item number three is new business licenses. And that's for Davis Concrete, Hopeless Waste Solutions, and Vital Green.
That's us.
That's you guys.
Yes. So what do you want to know? Where the business is located, what's the difference between the three, what goes on, which one's on which property, are they all on the same property? So, Davis Concrete owns the building there on 3440 South Highway 40. We've run out of there for Davis Concrete for over 30 years. Not sure why we've never had a business license that we did. We've always had one through Wasatch County.
Charging in the back.
Anyway, so we've been running out of there for about 30 years. My dad had the property before I had it. He was just leasing it. I bought it quite a few years back. Since then, yes, we have grown. Our company's gotten bigger. What Davis Concrete does is we store all of our forms there when they're not on job sites, and of course our trailers and our trucks, our crane trucks and stuff. So, and then along with that, so that's basically Davis Concrete, and then we'll sometimes repair some of our forms right there in some of the buildings and do a little bit of maintenance work on our stuff. On top of that, I'm full owner at Davis. This is my son, Jake. He created a business called EnviroCrete. What that business is a concrete washout business, which goes along with my concrete business, but you have to have clean outs to wash your concrete trucks in now. You can't dump it out on the ground. The water might contaminate the dirt. So that's what his business is. So he has a couple trucks that he stores there, and of course when sometimes he'll have some pans there, but they stack up really. They don't take up a ton of room. They stack in one another. So that's what his business is. And that's what's run out of there for EnviroCrete. Old West Waste Solutions is a trash removal business, which we don't take trash. We rent our dumpsters out, and then we take the trash to the Lake Ace. and dump it off, kind of like Eric Anderson and Kate did. And we have a couple of trucks there that park there at my place, and we maintain them a little bit. So that's what we do at 3440 South Highway 40.
Okay, great. Anyone have any other questions?
Yeah, so your access is always on and off of Highway 40?
Yes.
Or are you coming through the residential onto
No,
Little
I
Sweet?
Don't. I do own the residential property over there.
I've just seen stuff parked on there.
Yes,
as I come and go.
Sometimes I use that as an overflow lot, and I know I'm not supposed to. We try to make that at a minimum, and I'm working on trying to see what I can do about that. Maybe I'm trying to. The property right behind my property on Highway 40, which is, I think, Brian Myers bought that. I don't know what's going on with it, but he's talked about selling that to me. I don't know what that's owned at. I don't know. I heard there's some issues with that for how he bought it, and all of a sudden the house doesn't have 5 acres on it or something, or I don't know. I don't know what the problem is there.
He's got one piece that's right on the highway that's a triangle-shaped piece. I don't know if that's the one.
Yes, 3.5 acres, three and a half acres right there.
I think that's smaller than what I'm thinking of.
He's got that one in the middle.
There's one in the middle.
Yeah, there's one on 40, there's one in the middle, and then there's somebody you would kind of buy that.
So you have the
borders on the Little Sweet, if I remember right.
The new storage units, mm-hmm. And you're coming up Highway 40 towards my place. And then you have a vacant section there that's fairly narrow that run clear to Little Sweet, I do believe. And then you have the other storage units that Mike Peterson bought or built years ago, and then he sold them. And I'm right next to that. So the back of my property actually borders the piece that Brian Myers actually supposedly bought, whether he did or not. I'm assuming he did. I thought he did. And I don't know who he bought it from, but I just heard there was some issues with zoning on that because
there's a triangle-shaped piece that's right on Highway 40. And that piece is fine, and we did rezone that commercial a month or two ago. It's the piece that's further down that's got some issues that he's working through. So anyway,
okay,
that's a
So my other, so the other property on Little Sweet is, you'll see some camp trailers out there. Them are all mine, my kids, my dad's, my brother's. Not one of them paid me a dime to park it there, but I store them there. That's all personal use. I hope one day to knock that house down and build a new house there. I don't know what that entails with the town of Daniel. I have no plans on building any more houses on that at all, because it's not even 5 acres. It's 3.87 acres is what it is. But it was grandfathered in before the 5 acre thing or whatever. I don't know what you guys tell me. I'm just going off your
side. Yeah. When you get to that point, or need to know, then
sure.
Check with Eric, and if you don't agree with Eric, then come to planning, and we'll not agree with Eric, or
Well, I thought I was supposed to meet on a Friday morning with so-and-so or whatever.
You could do that, too.
I kept getting the emails to come to the county council, so I'm like, they must want to talk to me. I better show up. So, I mean, I want to do everything right.
So only back on track here, mm-hmm. I appreciate trying to do it right. My only concern with some of the business stuff is if we're going through your residential stuff with your commercial, that's what we're trying to protect the public from.
Sure.
Right? And so if these businesses are located at the Highway 40 property, which is a commercial approved deal, and that property is where your ingress, egress stuff is coming and going,
where most of it goes.
But I would say that's where it all needs to go.
Yes.
Because we don't want, that's why we have codes, and that's why
sure.
we have zoning, and is to protect the neighbors from your trucks coming in and out and the whatever through that residential area.
Sure.
So that's my only concern.
All right. We have a motion on these three business licenses.
Really quick before we do that, I do have a question. On the washout, Jake, you're washing out concrete. Explain that to me. Are you washing out right there on the property?
No, so I take them to construction sites. They're still bins, and they don't let the mixer trucks wash their chutes out anymore.
Okay.
So they wash into my still bins, and then I pick them up and go dispose of them at a, like, Wasatch Rock product, their gravel pits.
Okay.
I dump it over, and they crush up and make roadies out.
Okay, so that's what you're talking about, how he stores them over in the corner.
Yeah, they're just like five bins, and they stack inside of each other.
They absolutely aren't just hosing it out on the ground.
No, it's not hosing it out.
Okay.
It's stopping it from being hosed out.
Yeah.
The whole name and biro.
That would defeat the purpose of doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, or what he's doing. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, any suggestions?
Move out. Come and go from 40.
Get that.
Come and go from Highway 40. It'll just avoid complaints and problems.
Sure.
And violation of codes and zoning.
Sure. Okay.
So I accept a motion?
Can we do it all three at once?
I think we should.
Okay.
If you have a reason to not do all three at once, go for it.
I just had another question. How many dumpsters are you keeping on the property usually?
Right now there's like two or three at the most.
So that tends to be the magic number?
Yeah. Who knows when the economy was going. We'd have quite a few, but at that point in time I'm going to have to find somewhere else to store them.
So you have quite a few. They're luckily out making money for you.
They're all on job sites.
Okay.
How many do you have?
70.
Oh, you have a lot.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
Yeah, we would probably wouldn't want all those on site.
No,
but.
Yeah, but we never have that many in the yard.
Okay. Perfect, thank you.
No, if you got that many in the yard, we're not going to be around long.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, then we have a motion.
Make a motion that we make a recommendation that the town council approve the business licenses for Davis Concrete Enterprises, Old West Waste Solutions, and EnviroCrete.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Long, yes.
Horner, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
You're good.
Let's move on to number four.
So we're good to go?
Good to go.
So it's a recommendation to council, so at the next council meeting, the first Monday, you'll be in the same room at 6 o'clock.
Okay, explain that to me again.
So this is a recommendation board. They're going to recommend that they approve your license, but the town council is actually the one to do it.
Okay.
So the first Monday of the month, we'll be here at 6 o'clock.
Okay, first Monday of the month.
Which is? I can look. August 3rd.
August 3rd?
Yep, at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. You can lobby the mayor to put you early on the agenda so you don't have to sit here forever.
All right.
But it's his choice.
Where is the mayor?
What?
Where is the mayor?
He doesn't come to this meeting.
He won't come to this.
Oh,
yeah, everybody asks you what the mayor thinks.
So,
yeah.
I'm not sure I know everybody. Can y'all introduce yourself?
Sure.
I can't that far.
We'll start down here with Pam.
I'm Pam Skinner, and I moved to Daniel in 04.
Okay.
And I live over on Ranch Drive.
Okay.
Heber Taylor, I used to know you as a kid.
Oh my gosh.
Your dad built my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, that's where I met you, was at my house.
Yeah.
At like 12 years old, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So, time flies.
Good so, on you, bro.
All right.
Scott Long.
Scott Long.
I moved to Daniel in 22.
Okay.
Live on Mill Road. I bought the Binkard's house.
Okay. All right. so.
You know me?
I don't know.
Byron Horner.
Well, hell, heck yes. So, yeah. And I know him. I know her.
No, you're something.
Okay, nice.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Appreciate it.
See you, bro. Okay. Number four, which is set a public hearing for apartment accessory structure. So it's more than 2,500 square feet, so. Set the motion.
I'll make a motion that we set the public hearing for the Barton accessory structure application on Little Sweden Road for the Town Planning Commission meeting for August, which is August what?
19th.
August 19th.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Long, yes.
Horner, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
What's the address on that?
We know. It's the old RC Road property. Across the street from Ariana.
Don't worry about me.
North side. So 2 5-acre lots there that, Rowdy Thompson subdivided. And then, Barton Popple.
Oh, just recent house there, yeah.
Yeah. Within the last few years. Okay.
And the accessory structure is greater than 2,500 square feet. That's why we are having the public hearing. Is that correct? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the case.
And so, so the address is 1527 East Little Sweden. It's in your planning report.
Okay.
1527 Little Sweden.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Again, it's in your planning report.
Okay. I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, you said the council wanted us to look at possible code changes. Here, and so basically we've got zones and uses that we could look at again. Also, there are lots of things that deserve changing. Or clarifying or removal.
Is it worth asking questions on what codes we're wanting or willing to enforce versus those that we just aren't? Because we've got some in the town that aren't in violation and are that's
And my comment is, since we are not those in charge of enforcement, I guess I'm not willing to have that discussion without them.
Right, but I'm just, if we're looking at the codes, maybe we need that direction.
Or maybe we send the direction back that we aren't interested in these if you're not willing to enforce them because we won't do it. So,
right, well, it's an exercise in futility to look at codes.
It is.
If there's violations of certain ones, you know, around the town, and it's publicly stated that we enforce code based on written complaint. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know how to send codes, but if we're not, then relook at them. Let's narrow that down before we. That's my opinion.
Okay. I guess number one, I would say we limit our efforts to Section 8 of the code.
Right. Of these here.
Yeah.
I think we, had a couple in Title IV that we need to look at too, Gary.
Okay.
That came out of that meeting, so we changed that to say
are
town
those
code.
In our packet, the Title IV ones?
No. No, all you're doing tonight is setting the public hearing.
No.
No?
What we're doing is deciding how much is it going to take, how much discussion is it going to take before we're ready to have a public hearing, because until
we got nothing
have
to
an
hear.
Idea of what we're going to do, it's useless to have a public hearing.
Because we haven't made any code changes.
Correct.
Right.
So we're looking at some of the uses in the P160.
Which we do have that piece of paper in our packet.
You do have the 160 in your hand. Title IV was regarding notices. Regarding notices of decision. So we've had some feedback from the attorney's office. So we'll clarify that through the attorney's office.
So we need to have the information before we make it. So I think we're premature, really, in a lot of
that. Well, if we're going to do this, I think we should look at all of the songs. And we have one here, but.
Should we
call? So that is the question.
Should we take a piece of it and then look it over individually and then have discussion about it?
Well, really, you want the public to come and tell you what they're doing with it, right?
Well, if they've read it,
well, I mean,
with what we have now, you're
right.
Saying?
Right.
I see.
I mean, that's what a public hearing's for, is to take
okay.
public input to work on your...
True.
What they're
you guys
concerned
make
a
recommendation,
about.
Right.
But usually if it's a wide open public hearing, nobody has any idea what you're trying
yeah.
to do, and so then their comments are not helpful.
I think you send the public notice that a public input public hearing for sections in our code.
So
where's your concern?
We could make a suggestion that all new houses have to be on stilts.
What section would that be under?
Building codes.
So I'm just saying.
Sounds like engineering.
Yeah. No, it could be just because they look better. I don't know. But I'm just saying, trying to make it.
Yeah. But I don't know how.
Example, but I'm saying, if we then go to a public hearing, we're going to decide code changes to say that all houses have to be put on stilts. I bet we get more people here than if we just say we're going to talk about code changes.
Yeah,
you will.
Absolutely.
You will. But that gives them the opportunity to come. That's been the problem, right? Everybody else on the code changes and nobody. When did you do this? Well,
yeah.
We don't have the whole public hearing until it's been decided. So.
But we can't just hold a public meeting to discuss code changes, section 1 through section 100.
Well, I think we can, but it's just going to be
useless.
Yeah.
I
agree with you. I think if we narrow down some points of interest or topics that we want to discuss with the public, and then we send that out.
And they may not be specific even. I'm just saying we've got to give them enough information that they're interested.
And so maybe my question is what are our current codes that are
problematic,
most frequently violated? You know, I know we've got conditional use or commercial use flowing into residential areas and storage kinds of stuff, and those seem to be the most Airbnb stuff.
So how do you see this, Eric? We have a public hearing, which is kind of a town meeting to gather.
But you don't have to finish a public hearing. But if you start when the public can bring an input to you,
right.
And it may take you in a clear different, what offends you doesn't offend her.
Right.
And so you're going to get that out of the public. That's what a public hearing's for. Is
right.
to get public input.
So
you don't have to, you're going to hold the public hearing. That doesn't mean it's over. That just means you've started the public hearing process and you close it when you're ready and make the recommendation to council.
But your feedback in that, I just think we ought to, I mean, we're set what the public hearing is going to be about when we hold it.
Right.
And
so
I would just assume,
let's figure out what it's going to be about.
To the areas that are most violated, most complained about, most whatever, and let's have a public hearing on those two or three at the most codes, and then what's the next set? What's group B, group C,
or maybe,
and just work through it.
A way to do that is to say we're going to look at uses and conditional uses for all of the zones.
Well, it would, it because would span.
Yeah, because what you're saying is what is not allowed that kind of is, and what is.
Well, that's just what you're saying.
Yeah.
What's your saying? The same thing.
My question is, if we're on, well, you know, historically, the last however long I've been here is the, so you're right, the public hearings are, like, even there's a set of public hearing for a zone change, and then there is a public hearing, and then you guys have, the next item is we'll vote on what the public hearing was about. So I guess we don't have to have set a public hearing, but if we're on number four, then let's talk about, or number five, I'm saying let's talk about what was suggested or who suggested it. I don't think it was suggested in this meeting.
I was gonna say what's the driving factor behind this?
Yeah, exactly. Like let's stay on five, talk about what was suggested, and then I guess you don't have to set a public hearing, but I would say let's set a public hearing when there was something to talk about or other.
I'm wondering, is there enough are you getting enough complaints to actually make a decision on what the top three are?
No, because I don't think you're going to know that until
you're
the public
hearing
tells
public
you.
And
that's what I'm saying. The public
absolutely.
Hearing is the process.
Can show up.
It's not the Planning Commission decides what it is. It's the public that's decides what it is. They come to you. You're a recommendation board to the council.
So we don't want to like set any.
I would say we're going to have a public hearing to talk about uses in all of the different zones in the town.
Please bring your concerns and or suggestions.
If there's something there that you think ought not to be, let's talk about it. If there's something that's not there that you think ought to be, let's talk about it.
So the uses are the title. So if you look at the council report, they wanted you guys to review the town code. And so that's why we're setting the public hearing.
So basically, we'll set a public hearing to talk about this, and then we'll probably have to set another public hearing when we have.
You just continue it. You don't have to close. You don't have to make the recommendation, or you can make a recommendation on part of it. It's
and continue it for
right.
However many months it takes.
Right, but if you don't give the public the opportunity to be in that, that looks like you guys have decided what you guys want to do.
We don't want to decide that.
I know that. I don't even want it to look like that. So.
Okay, do we know enough then to set the public hearing? So,
I think just the title of the public hearing so that people come with questions and or comments on what their concerns are, what they'd like change, has to be spelled out. Otherwise, you're right, they'll just come here and say,
yeah.
Oh, hi.
So, we just want people to come and share anything about the code.
And the town meeting was, that was a great turnout, right? We had a lot of people show up.
Well, that's what I think we need to establish, that same type of a meeting.
Well, and that's what a public hearing does.
Yes, but what did we call that one?
It was a town hall meeting.
That was a town hall meeting.
So I think rather than maybe having it be a public hearing, let's have a town meeting that addresses code.
What's the technical definition of town meeting or
town hall? Accomplish the same thing.
Town hall meeting, they don't have to sit through all the other garbage that's boring.
Show up.
The council's there as well as planning.
I can tell you that a public hearing gives the right to the public to talk. Yeah. A town hall meeting, you can cut them off.
Well, we'd still have
but a public hearing
still have
gives.
To cut them off.
Well, the public hearing gives them the right to talk, and so that's what a public hearing is. They have a right to talk. That's why it's in the law.
Well, we'll still have to have a public hearing.
Yes, you would.
Eventually, town hall meeting.
But that town hall meeting would make that public hearing. We could
get everybody really fired up and then come to the planning.
Right. Would that be a more effective way to do it? I mean, I looked at we've had public hearings in here, and it's pretty sparsely. We had one 2 months ago.
It was
and
here.
We had a few people here because it was their backyard.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If it's a general whatever, nobody's been here.
I agree.
And so, but when we specified our town, we were having a town hall meeting to discuss whatever, code, zoning, whatever, I think we're going to have more input. We're going to hear what the public wants us to do, what the public expects for their town, what they want their town to look like by adjusting codes. We can digest that, and then we hold and make recommendations that we present to the public that says public hearing to discuss A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And then,
which is information we gather from the town hall.
That's the way I think we're going to get better public input.
So the problem with that is you just set a public hearing for this, this, and this. That's not what a public hearing does. A public hearing lets the public talk.
They will talk about
and it
those
doesn't
things.
I know, but you're telling them to
you're
talk about this,
them.
This, and this. You've just
you're
limited the scope of the Constitution.
Well, okay, in our public...
No, every meeting that we have, it says right here, item number one, public comment for anything not on the agenda.
That's
and
right.
And that is recorded information.
It is.
Okay? I go back, every one of these agendas, we have a public comment or a public hearing for CNC, for Geneva Rock, for whatever, and we limit the public comments to those issues. We are going to limit the public comment to these particular code issues. I don't want to be here till 3 o'clock in the morning, and Daniels can't afford the coffee and donuts. So we have to put some type of a limitation.
You cannot limit a public hearing on what they're speaking about.
You're correct, right? But this is what we would like. I can steer them. I can target what they're coming to talk about.
Oh, you can, but they can talk about whatever.
You're correct. I have to listen to that.
We can cut them off after 2 minutes.
We can set a beeper.
Yeah.
That says you have 3 minutes, and you can talk about anything for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm not limiting what they can say.
Right.
And I'm not limiting what they're going to say in item number one on that same night.
Yeah.
So they can say whatever they want in item number one, and then this public hearing number two. I'm not limiting that at all.
That's
but
good. That's good.
When they came for that item number two, the public hearing, my town meeting, my town, what do they call those?
Town hall.
Town hall meeting helped us and the town council focus on what are the interests of the people. Now let's hear them in the scope of this proposed change.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when we notice that, we can say in the notice, we will be discussing utilization or allowed industry and industrial or setbacks or whatever the issues were from the town hall meeting, and it might take us 2 months to organize and to make some skeleton stuff to discuss in that public hearing. But they can discuss anything they want.
So with all due respect for the board, I suggest you set a public hearing tonight to hear the staff code.
I disagree with that.
So it's you guys
that we work with the town council on a town hall meeting to hear what the public has concerns with regard to our code.
Yeah.
And land use.
We can set the public hearing though, and the public, if they don't come, then we gave them the opportunity to come and tell us what they wanted. Nobody came, so then we...
But I think at that point, that's a waste of everybody's time.
Well, it is a waste of time, but unfortunately, that might be the process.
I like the idea of having a town hall meeting so that everybody can come and get fired up and talk about the things that they're upset about with the town. Driving down 3000, what is it that you wish would be different?
What is it you like?
Yeah. What do you want more of?
And we have to set a code to preserve that.
We already did that on the general plan. We already got it.
We did go with what they wanted more of and what they didn't.
Yeah.
They want less building than.
But I don't know that we got enough detail to know what would change from the code. I don't.
Last question, sorry. I agree. I think that'd be great. Eric knows more probably about the structure. To me, the agenda items, I show up, you know, just whether it's a public hearing or it's an agenda item, you know, there was a similar agenda item a while back that, you know, led to a use getting eliminated in ours coming. So to me, it's just as important, which is why I'm here. Because, you know, a discussion about a code change, you know, is a big deal. So all I want to know is if there was a suggested municipal code change, if we could at least say what was suggested or what it's.
There wasn't.
There wasn't one? So nothing was suggested?
No.
Okay.
It just came as like a, hey, do we need to update the code?
What's that?
Hey, it was look at the uses. I think part of it was.
Well.
Concerning the new gravel pit and dead.
Right, in particular, we have that used in the P160.
We kind of explained it's state law, not town law, that's going to govern that, but if you wanted us to look at it, and the others, and so we'd like to do that, but, you know, we say what things are we willing to enforce. I'd like to hear from the town what they think.
Yeah, we've got nothing to do with enforcement. That's part of my frustration, because we're here and we give all of these conditions, conditional use stuff, but we got no teeth in enforcement or any, you know. So what are we going to enforce? Where's the issues? How are we going to enforce them? And then I can put limited uses and recommendations and conditional uses and all of those things that meet.
So what I would do is make a recommendation to the town council, hold the town hall, and then set a public hearing for September. And if the other doesn't happen, we can still cancel that in our next meeting.
Is
that make sense to you, Eric, or is it still make sense to you?
It does make sense. It's on your agenda to do that. Discussion, that's what we're discussing.
We discussed it.
Yeah, so your next item is set the public hearing. But you don't have to set a public hearing.
How much notice do we need for a town hall meeting? And the town hall meeting has to go through the...
There's no regulation on a town hall meeting. It structurally doesn't hold any weight.
That's just information gathering.
Public hearing is a suite. That's what holds the law. Public hearing, the notices go out 10 days prior. So we have noticing requirements, and that's what it's set up for.
I don't know. I would suggest that it would be at the earliest the end of August. With everything you got coming.
Right.
End of July and the 1st of August.
That's what I'm saying.
September.
You could set a public hearing for September, but you could still wait till the next meeting to possibly set a public hearing.
Well,
but I think what I'm hearing is
I'm
not ready to set one for August.
Not a public hearing. I can take a stab at a motion if you ask for one a minute ago.
Okay. I'll ask for a motion.
I would make a motion that we... I don't know the right word, organize or set a town hall meeting for the end of August.
I think I would
work with that.
Recommend to the council.
Okay, recommend to the council the town hall meeting toward the end of August and set a public hearing for Daniel Municipal Code changes for September. What's our date? 16th.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Why are we having the town hall meeting if it doesn't hold any weight with anybody just to listen? We already did that. But we did that, and we didn't change anything or do anything.
But we didn't do that.
That town hall meeting was specific to how to address the non-conforming lots.
It was, yeah. And did we change anything? Did we
no.
do anything with the information they shared with us?
No,
we had
because
two people
the,
show
the,
up.
The public.
Yeah, that's the problem. So if we make two meetings,
was in
two meetings with no people showing up.
The results of that meeting was that the public wanted to maintain our current RA5 sub. If they wanted to say, no, let's change it to a 2 acre, we would have considered that because that's what the people wanted. But
they did.
But they were very.
They were.
Well, lopsided on.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
And so we're going to hold a town meeting, or our proposal is to hold this town hall meeting to address what are concerns with the codes, what are uses that are a problem.
And we're not going to change the zones, we're not going to change
its utilization
requirements, it's what uses.
I don't disagree with anything that's been said. I just think there's now we're setting ourselves up for two meetings where maybe nobody will come or maybe a whole bunch of people come. I don't know. I don't.
Well, if they don't come and we make a bunch of changes.
So why don't we just make one meeting for no one to come to? Other than two.
I kind of like having the council there too to listen to it because they're
absolutely agree.
I think the more information we get,
gives
the better.
An opportunity. Whether they take the opportunity or
and
not,
I'm fine with that. But
we can't control that.
Skinner, no.
Okay.
Taylor, yes.
Long, yes.
Horner, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Did you vote, Gary?
He didn't need to because there was three.
Scott found a way to get here.
Right
on.
So
we took care of 5 and 6.
So are you
going to
pick a date?
We recommended that the council set that.
They were going to pick a date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we did set a date for a public hearing September 16th.
Correct, I heard that part.
Okay, let's move to number 7. To the maps that we got from for the general plan and annexation plan. Has anyone had a chance to look at those? Okay, transportation, trails, future land use.
I don't have any questions.
Does it make sense?
Yep.
Probably still need to change. Is the annexation area accurate now?
No.
Most of that has been completed either, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, this annexation plan that they have, the draft, shows what has gone proper to Hebron.
Okay, I'm just looking at the future land use.
So everything
of that is already in Hebron.
Yeah. Yeah. The one I was looking at was the annexation draft. If it doesn't appear in your 20-year annexation map, then it's not eligible for annexation.
Right.
So that's why our old one was so big. The company that's redoing this, looking at it, has narrowed that down and included areas that's still in the county. So you'll notice east of Highway 40, mm-hmm. that there's an area there. That square is actually still in the county.
Okay.
So they've included that.
Then also across the highway from the airport.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all in makes sense, right?
This is the map that we're right there.
Oh, that map.
Oh, the whole thing.
The annexation.
For this one. These two pieces right here.
It says transportation.
You're looking for the proposed annexation.
Oh, there we go. It looked like the other two things.
It does.
Just gotta read the words. Read the words. Great, thank you.
So if you wanted to expand, say, the purple line on the south hill, you could expand that down. I'm pretty sure this purple line where it makes the jog is actually on the line from the county. It actually runs down the property section line. So if you wanted to straighten that out on the section line, we could do that, or not, wherever you guys think that but I can tell you if it's not on your annexation 20-year plan, it's not eligible to be annexed.
You're talking the dotted purple line.
Correct. That's, that dotted purple line is our, that's what they're proposing as our new annexation.
And we can move that.
You can move that.
Anywhere.
Anywhere you want, as long as it's contiguous to the town.
Do we know what, like, this southeast jog is opposed to just making that come straight across? What's the, that's all, it's all federal land, right?
Yeah, so.
Well, there's the Daniel Cattlemen's Association land that starts right here across.
Yeah, it's, it doesn't mean we're going to annex it. It just is, you can annex it.
This is all the wildlife management area. So the chances of that being annexed are about zip, because I've looked at the deeds and it basically says if the state sells it for any other purpose than the wildlife management area, ownership goes back to the federal government. So it's really not very likely. I mean, there may be some exceptions to that on some of them, but most of it, the state loses it if they sell it or change its use. So it's probably going to be wildlife management area for a long, long time.
So what prevents us from, I mean, what's the downside to just making the geographical area bigger?
There's no downside. That's what we did when we made the town. We made it huge. It went clear to Heber City. It was big. What they've eliminated down is what has been annexed into Heber City.
Yeah. You're saying south. Chances are we will never be asked to annex that, but we could make the line bigger if we felt like it.
Yeah, it's totally up to you guys.
That doesn't mean that someone else can annex it, but this means that
we could if that
possible. This one, all this stuff.
But once it's annexed into Heber, there's no getting it. It can't be unannexed.
It can be. You can petition the municipality for disconnect. Goes back into the county and then it's eligible to be annexed. So there is a legal way to do that.
Yeah, I think of one case that I've heard about.
We've had a couple of requests here in the town to
disconnect. That industrial area.
It actually happened in Harriman about 20 years ago.
Yeah. But this is your chance. If you want it bigger, this is the chance to do that before we turn in our new 20-year plan.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll have to talk to him, but I don't see a downside to increasing the...
Right, and the Cattlemen's Association, remember, they were talking to us not too long ago. They came to the meeting, and they were talking about annexing this into that property into the town and doing some development down on the close to the road. So we have had some discussion. But.
Yeah. So,
I mean, we could, why wouldn't you just make that a straight line?
Yeah, just
you can.
Open it up. Let's do that. Just... No, I mean,
you're saying straight line across here.
Yeah, just come all the way from east to west on a straight line.
What's and I'd include that too. I threw it off.
Yeah, I would go all the way across this far west, where the highway 189. Does that hit into Wallsburg up that far?
Nope. Not quite.
No, I mean, it's got to be getting pretty close.
Well, it'd be further.
Yeah,
it'd be further south. Yeah.
Yeah, Wallsburg's down up there.
Right. But I just don't know how
this
close
would be
we are,
probably Marina.
Yeah. And I can see when people want to do some development.
Other than I think it's still wildlife management area clear of the highway.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But if the state chooses to make that kind of a, what is state park, condominium?
What is this line now?
It's So that is the section line that you're seeing there. They just drop down a section and go across.
But I mean,
so if we continue that line, we're just staying on that section line.
But that doesn't follow like a particular parcel?
No, it's a section line on the map.
Yeah, you're just saying drop south another section.
Yeah. It's a whole lot cleaner. There's an advantage to us.
The only advantage is if you get an annexation request.
Yeah.
You can do something with it. Like I said, chances are at least a little.
Well, there's really no public or private property in there other than the cabin.
Right.
So how far south does the cabin go?
They're more towards Daniels Canyon, so it's back this direction. I don't know how far south it goes.
Yeah. You know that?
I don't know.
Is the Cattlemen Association property south of this section line?
I do not know that.
We could work.
That's what I'd say we draw it to. I would suggest that we go south to the southern border of the Cattlemen Association.
And then go straight across?
And then run and then head west.
Yep.
Clear to 189?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there a downfall to that?
Nope.
Okay. Anything else in this?
How about, I don't know what happened, this parcel up here that's still got some fields, is that still Wasatch County? It's up above where we've kind of proposed where those fields are, up above that to the north.
Is that Midway?
It's between Midway. So here's Midway up here. So this piece right here. Is that Wasatch County?
Yes.
So why not extend that purple line to the north a little bit more? Looks agricultural-like.
Yeah, we could go.
I mean, I'm just, you said be wild, so.
Take it all.
Yeah, our maps overlap.
Where's
with
the
Charles.
Sewer?
Where's the sewer?
Where she's talking.
Well, yeah, it's like
it's kind of agricultural looking. But it's to the.
Isn't this the sewer ponds?
Yeah, looks like it. The sewer ponds.
Those
yeah.
are the sediment ponds, settling ponds.
Yeah, we don't want that.
But we can stay east of that. We could put our line right on the east side of that.
Down the river.
Because
why don't we go to the river?
But I would be.
I mean, we're just drawing lines, right?
Yeah, I think that dotted line that you see over there is the Sage Creek Canal.
The one that's running east and west now?
Sage Creek or Spring Creek?
This one.
Spring Creek.
Oh, this one.
They're going towards.
That's a pretty spot, yeah.
I would leave that, but go further north. Take this dotted line.
Yeah.
This dotted line and move it up to even up to that parallel to that red line.
Current Midway line.
You could do this whole little square.
But that's Midway Lane, isn't it?
Probably.
What did you
go to Midway Lane?
What did you say that's called?
What's that?
What did you say that was called?
So the one going down towards you, Spring Creek Canal.
Yeah, like up here.
Yeah, that little line that's going towards.
This red line to the Midway.
Do you want to include that area?
Don't want to include Midway, but not the sewage ponds or whatever they're called. Go stay on the east side of those. I mean, I guess we could include them too.
Just go to the east of Provo River. Just have the Provo River be the boundary.
Yeah, the question is.
It just says develop, it's good land there.
To provide utilities or services.
Well, we cross that bridge.
When it's time.
True. But limiting ourselves, I mean, why would we limit ourselves?
Because it's not got a bunch of houses and stuff now, so it could be agricultural, kind of RA1 at minimum. Hopefully more, but.
So do you want to go north to the Midway?
To Midway Lane?
To Midway town boundaries?
Yeah, everything's freaking county.
Like this? This whole section here?
Land grabbers.
Yeah.
This section, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. Go all the way to the river and all the way to Midway.
I've already been jumped about what's currently there.
Well, we can build some houses there. Fill that sucker in.
You're trying to put farms in law into the annexation.
Oh, I got you down back to that town.
I wasn't thinking of going quite that far, but we could. I was thinking of just here where it looks like it's, like you said, maybe along the river, go straight, the purple dotted line straight up to Midway Lane and then over to the red line.
Yep.
So, I'll point over this direction. So here's the river, so go straight up to Midway Lane, which is right here, and go over to the red line. So stay east of the collection ponds. But we could go clear to the end of the paper, too. The white.
Yeah, and I don't think that red line actually reflects.
I don't, what is that red line?
The Midway.
Hebron County, because the new county administration building's right there, and it's annexed into Hebron.
Oh, interesting.
So, I don't think that's a correct
And a lot of that's federal property, too.
It's federal?
Okay. The whole Provo River Restoration area is all federal.
Yeah, mitigation and all that. But we can.
I would just say go to that, the east side of the Provo River.
Yep.
Up to Midway Lane, whatever highway.
Which is Midway Lane 113.
Take this here.
No, 113's going along.
Is Midway Lane.
That 113 goes into Midway this way.
From Deer Creek.
Turns. Yeah.
Well, that's basically the top of the map.
Yes.
And, I mean, why wouldn't we do the same thing on the east side?
No reason not to.
Go all the way east.
So you're looking at the east side over here?
Yeah, we're doing that over there. Why
so
do that there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's go east instead of going north.
Keep the dotted line the same as far as north, just go this way, this section. Like that too.
More agriculture here.
Than here.
So what I'm hearing is you want to take everything that's contiguous to the town that's still in the county?
I mean.
Out to a.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I think we do that.
I'm just repeating what I'm hearing, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just gives you options.
Yes, it does. Okay.
Because the south side's up on the mountain, there's not as much that people could do with that land.
Said Deer Valley.
Huh?
Said Deer Valley.
I like Deer Valley. Okay, we'll build a ski area.
Okay, does anyone have any comments on any of the other maps?
That's a good dialogue on that. We met with the trails, we've identified some trailheads, and they've approached the private property owners because a lot of the south area is closed off.
Yeah.
So they've approached some property owners about having access to the south end.
How has that been received?
So it's been received well. Some of it's already in conservation easement, so a trail easement is right down the same aisle. So that's been received really well.
So the conservation easement doesn't give public access.
It doesn't.
But it can.
But the trail does.
Where's the trail?
Or he lets the cougar. So anyway, they've met with the town in our DRC meeting. We talked about trailheads. The transportation, we're not going to have bus stops in Daniel just because we're so spread out with RA5. That they're not looking at putting bus stops out. We do have the ability to call the little vans, the shuttles, and they'll come into Daniel. But as far as a bus route, really, we don't have. But we did identify the transportation on our major corridors because everything we have is a major corridor because we don't have a lot of little roads. So that one there we went through. Then the culinary system, We looked at the water systems. And then, of course, the Daniel Urban Interface that we just adopted. So that map will coincide with that one.
Is there feedback on how we did that?
No. No, because what they did is they put off fees till next year.
It's not mandatory, but...
Next year, we'll hear from them. Because then they'll start getting fees added to their taxes, so...
But will they, I mean, is this a, is that line that we drew on the end of the irrigated properties, can they come back and say, no, you got to do something different?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can come back and work with us on those. Charleston, I don't know if you've heard, but Charleston used their town boundaries as theirs. The whole town is not within that urban interface.
Which is basically what we've done.
Pretty close. Yeah, we have areas on the other side there but that aren't irrigated. We do have some areas that are like that, but yeah, really, the state is looking at it and saying, where's Daniel? I mean, they don't. We're low fruit.
We submitted that?
Yes. Yep, we adopted it, submitted it, and then we also did with the fire marshal, the firework restriction thing. So they with the governor making that declaration, then the fire marshal for the state said that it was basically illegal everywhere. But we had already passed our area. So I sent that into the state that we had already had our area north of 3000 South that was already designated. So.
So originally, wasn't it that we had to have a physical boundary? There had to be a visible natural
for man-made. Wildland interface, or did you jump back to wildland interface or fire?
We're talking about the fire. Okay.
The wildland interface.
Wildland interface, yeah.
Yeah,
and so that's why we picked that map, Irrigated Acres, because it exists in another department.
But you're saying that Charleston just said we want to do
our town boundaries.
Town boundaries.
So they may get some pushback.
Because if we could have done that, that would have been a thing to do, right?
But there was issues that you know darn well, like the residences up by the gun club. And
well, actually, those did end up being in that, past that.
They live above that.
Well, wildland, like they do, but I'm saying the wildland or the interface, there was further up. But you get up into Stormhaven, and that's right in the town, so. There's no defensible way we could have said it's not here. Okay, anything else?
Can I ask a question on the Daniel Water related land uses?
Uh-huh.
When it says developed, what does that mean?
So the developed map says that those parcels have been developed.
Like with a house?
Right.
Is that what that means?
Yep.
I see.
So and then you'll see the little ones that can still be subdivided. So you have a 20-acre field that can still be subdivided into 5-acre parcels.
Oh, okay.
So the ones that are red are developed parcels.
With a home.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Understood now. Thank you for clarifying that.
And then again, these come from MAG, which were four years ago. So. That's as current as we get.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, okay. This is not read and reviewed.
Yeah.
And I think there's some issues with it.
There is, yeah. Yep, there is definitely some missing parts of that. But like I said, we're running on the newest data
that they have. Okay.
Yep, takes a while to get it recorded back in and then on the map. So.
Okay. I assumed it meant a home, but it wasn't possible.
Yeah, a home or a commercial, something's done.
Something is there.
Yep.
Besides just land. Okay.
Right.
Because it's really not true. The end of Ranch Drive, that's an empty lot on the east side.
Right.
It says developed.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused, like, well,
but it is in a subdivision.
Yeah.
So those lots have been, they're done.
I see. So it didn't matter if it has a house or
no. No, it's developed. It's been an approved subdivision.
Interesting.
That's why you show all Stormhaven up there, all red. Mm-hmm. It's all been developed. It's in a subdivision. Once the subdivision is recorded, they consider that developed.
Developed, okay. Subdivision is developed.
Yeah, right. Yep, you've encumbered that land.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
It needs some review. It's got some all things.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move to item 8, which is the platter report. So, Eric. Let's
see. Did you back it? Any questions?
The golf cart agreement issue.
Any questions for Eric? Not, we will then move to item 9.
I do have a question. Sorry. There's another mobile home moved in on a lot on the north side of Daniel. Have you seen that one?
I have.
Okay. I guess I'll have to, yeah. But the neighbors haven't complained, so I guess.
Oh, we've had complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Have we?
Oh, yeah.
Have we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like.
How many?
Now,
at least seven. But the owner of that's coming in to get a permit. They're going to be doing some construction on it.
Remodeling it or uh-huh. something to
and
sell.
So it's temporarily there.
I
so.
Got it. Well, it looks temporary, but yeah. So does the one on Mill.
Shit. Pam, you know who that belongs to?
No.
She does.
Cool. Well, good. I'm glad you got plans for it.
I've been waiting. I'm like, man, I got to go to the yeah. meeting and find out how many complaints I've had so far.
Seven
so far.
Okay. Right.
From me. I don't know how many the town is doing.
I've been waiting.
Because it looks just like the one down at the end of the hill.
Oh, boy, it's not. It's even prettier.
It might be a little nicer because it's not catty-cornered in the middle.
No, but it is kind of catty-cornered, kind of like... towards the sky. It ain't level.
Because there is a lady and a dog living in the other one.
I got some pictures this week.
Sweet.
There yeah. is somebody living
there. Well,
there's somebody in it.
There, yeah. Rephrase. I somebody have no was, idea if they're living there, but there's yeah. a lady and a dog sitting
but
in
I haven't seen any construction happening on that one.
No.
No. And there's no steps on the front. I mean, there's some cinder blocks back there.
There's a ladder on the back.
Is there?
It just leans up against it.
Anyway. Although yeah. you're following suit of the other people.
No, but I anticipated. It kind of dropped in my lap, and I didn't anticipate it. And all of a sudden,
thing.
I got this thing.
I've assured him that he's coming in to get a permit. So
it's
coming in to get a permit.
I'm getting a permit. It's got to have a permit.
The permit means that it's not being lived in and it's not staying long.
No, that's right. It's not being.
It's
I don't
a work
think,
process.
I don't even think I'm going to work on it. I'm just going to try and get the lot ready for it to move into. Oh. So I just got to prepare that.
Do you have somebody drag it over there?
Yeah, I'll have somebody. I had it drug down the mountain.
All right, nothing else. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to item 9.
I don't know where all you guys live. I think we
well,
should
you do
sit
now.
There. I do. I'm watching you now.
I'm like a sore thumb.
Somebody might have mentioned you held to a higher standard, huh?
I'm trying to help
we
everybody's
We are on the board things. Here being held to a higher standard.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Long, yes.
Horner, abstain.
Wade, yes. Okay, motion passes. Training, I think Eric had.
A due.
We need to be trained.
What's a due? Need some training?
I need training.
Yep, be trained.
Fantastic.
Do we have a book with our training?
I do.
Oh, man, I'll read this tonight.
In case you can't sleep, this'll do it to you.
Put it in the mobile.
So.
So I can put it right into the toilet.
So.
Have you seen my mobile home? You gotta drive by it. It's so.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so, I can't.
So that's all the land use regulation?
I'm gonna have to blow the dust off the old.
It's from the Utah Land Institute. I don't know, it'll tell you procedures. A lot of times you hear me saying something about a procedure. It's in that book.
You have this by your bedside?
I have more than this by my bedside.
Worry about you, Eric.
I know, and I have little tabs and it highlighted to boot.
Please not telling you, that's what's holding it.
It's good.
So there's some good information in here. Again, the latest legislative session changes will not be in this book. So.
Craig Call used to be the head of the Utah Property Rights Ombudsman's Office.
Yes.
I don't think he's there anymore.
He's not, yep. So his little thing on the back of everything that he was.
Yep.
It's good information, pretty accurate. Again, it's not gonna, it won't have the latest legislative session changes in it, but that's good material for you as the planning commission members.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
We'll look at item 11.
What's the date on it? It's 2024, that's pretty good.
I'll second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Long, yes.
Horner, yes. Quote from Colonel Potter in here.
Who's second?
I think he's second.
I don't think you need a second, right?
You don't need a second.
We don't, but it works.
Somebody's gonna raise at the end of the.
Colonel Potter.
Hey Drew, thanks for coming, we appreciate you.
All right. Have some good meeting.
Is your.